that grandmother's name is Gail Brown.
My youngest daughter, Denise, was diagnosed with schizoaffective mental illness in 2005.
Brown says Denise went on medication to treat her illness. It seemed she'd be able to live a relatively normal life.
She got pregnant in 2015. She had married a couple of years before. And she had her first baby. She stopped all medications during the pregnancy because she didn't want any damage to the infant, because medicines are very toxic to pregnancies.
Little Juan Pedro was a healthy baby when he was born, but his mother Denise stayed off her meds and was soon in a downward spiral.
Her husband's family saw it but didn't recognize it. She never gave any verbal indication or physical indication that she was a danger to the children or herself.
Brown says the next events came in quick succession. Denise became pregnant with her second child. Her husband, who was an immigrant, was deported. Then little Guillermo was born without ever seeing his father. This past April, Denise snapped. Gail Brown got the news in a phone call from a member of her church.
There are emergency vehicles outside Denise's home. Do you know anything? And I said no. And a little while later, I get a phone call from Jorge Nino, the boy's father and my daughter's husband from Mexico, and he says that Denise has hurt the boys.
Gail Brown, who works at Tallahassee Memorial, raced to the hospital.
By the time I got there, the younger one was at a neuro lab and was being brought back to pediatric intensive care. The older one was being prepared for transport to the neuro lab to undergo his procedure. They both were in critical but extremely stable condition after both their procedures, which floored the ER team, the trauma doc. I mean, nobody expected him to make it that night.
Because, says Brown, the traumatic brain injury to both youngsters was massive. Now, months later, the need for serious medical intervention continues. Their assailant, their own mother, is out of the picture, at least for the foreseeable future. The children, especially little Guillermo, the more seriously injured, face what's likely to be years of therapy and recovery. And Brown says that means community efforts to generate the resources to make that possible.
The care and support of these kids have been thrust upon immediate relatives, his sister, who has two teenage children. They were not expecting these two kids to become their financial responsibility. So these funds are used to help them take care of the boys the best that they can.
The main event, she says, is this Sunday at Tallahassee's Lake Ella American Legion.
From 5 to 8, we have live music. We're hoping to have a DJ. We have food. We have volunteers from friends and church and work. If people cannot attend but want to support, there is a GoFundMe page with Nana's Boys as the title. They can contribute there also. And they can contribute by purchasing tickets on Eventbrite, even if they can't come.
And says Brown, it'll also be a celebration of the so far miraculous recovery of two extraordinarily brave little boys. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.